at Tanger Outlets. Find all the best brands, all on sale, every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off, plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
Welcome to Friendly Yet Daisy Podcast. A podcast where sometimes we like to play word association. I'll go first. Yogurt.
But.
But.
I'll be but. Well, my friend's old YouTube name, not YouTube, Xbox account was Yogurt Slinger 69.
Right, and why didn't that have come into word association time?
Because I was just thinking, up your butt with a coconut.
Do you want to try again?
No. If you say yogurt, spoon.
Dave.
Spoon. What the hell?
Okay, so that... I knew that was going to go off the rails. I had a feeling that wasn't going to go the way that my rationale would like to have believed it would go. I knew that you'd derail it. I just didn't think you'd be able to derail it in one word.
But,
fuck's sake.
But, like, how have you been? Anyway, how have you been?
Hot.
Oh, word association. Bin, hot.
Stinky
no
bins.
No hot ashes.
Stinky bins. Been all right. Been all right. What can I say? What's happened? Nothing, really. Training session on Sunday. Don't tell anyone.
Do you feel like you could climb the steps and...
have them. Dave, I feel like I can take on the world. I feel like we know what we're doing, and we are going to win that event just as long as we don't get shot.
Or die, or turn into a zombie because we don't get what we need.
All that, yeah. Or get lost. We might get lost.
No. We got that. I think we've done the same route about three times or twice, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I think we've done well with orientation.
Well, this episode comes out on the one we're recording now comes out on the 7th. So it's next weekend, this event. All right. So I reckon we've got enough time to get a couple more runs in. Keep going. Harder, faster, better, stronger, whatever the fucking thing is. My mate Kanye.
Swift and bold.
Shall we move away from word association?
Probably.
I mean, does that go against the spirit of word association?
Yeah.
How have you been?
Oh, good, man. Absolutely gleaming. I feel that I've got grips to Deer Isle now. I feel it's one of the maps that didn't quite... I missed the hype on the Deer Isle, so then I didn't register it as a map that I would intentionally go and play.
Okay.
But actually playing it with you at the weekend and actually seeing some of the stuff, I was a bit like, once you nail down like a loot route or two, it's actually a fucking very good map.
Dude, you've seen
on the contrary
nothing
to what other people. Yeah, I know. I've seen there's massive craters and shit in there.
I think you're right. And I never really realised till you just said, but I definitely have played Deer Isle a lot more without you than I have with you.
Yeah.
That's mad. I never thought about
that. You played it on the original hype, I believe.
I played it. Well, the first time I played it was 2019. And that was, and the map was like almost completely different and probably half the size that it is now.
Yeah. I mean, we obviously all know that John McClane does the map. I watched him stream the other day updating Alteria. Honestly, he is the OG map maker.
Yeah, he's great, isn't he?
Like, there's like some people like Samarak who's done the Mausk, and it's a very, very good map. But like, that's got not many places in it. This place has got a lot of places, and they're all really well done, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's nail down that loot route. We'll have a couple more runs and we'll do just that loot route. And now that we always spawn in Stonington, that makes it so much nicer.
Yeah. I mean, we could essentially start playing it on the actual server we're going to be doing the event on, like them group servers.
Yeah, and we can try and like fuck up the virus that gets injected into us.
Yeah, that's going to be our key. But essentially, we're going to look for schools, kids, where?
Dave!
It's like we're going to be actually, we're intentionally... We're
not everybody knows that meme, Dave. Take it back.
Oh, why do you not know that meme if you're on the internet?
I'm sorry you guys don't know that meme.
No, I'm not sorry. And if you don't know it, go and find it. It's a very good meme. But like I say, like, we're looking for schools, medical facilities for Tetra,
yeah,
and a good time.
Yeah, I was going to say bitches, to be fair.
yeah, I said good times. So it's the same thing.
yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's the event's full now as well, so it's gonna be busy.
Yeah, I saw some announcement today on Viral. So,
dude,
yeah,
there are 25 teams, 50 people. We're all going to be starting in the same place and all going to be running at the same time. We need to just get the fuck out of there really quick.
There's one of our listeners has actually got a team in there. Sugar.
Oh, I think I recognised another name on the list as well. Can't remember who it was, but...
Chaos, probably Chaos 2-0.
It was Ian's mate. I can't remember his name. Fuck, that's going to bug me now. I don't want to have a look now, but... Yeah, anyway, I'm looking forward to it. And we're going to stream it. We're going to win.
Yeah, fucking 100%. That's 100%. We're going to fucking slay it.
That's it. That's all the attitude we need. That's the attitude we need. Right.
We're preparing. We're preparing. And if you didn't prepare, you were prepared to fail. We are not prepared to fail.
We can't take it anymore. We're failures in our real lives. We don't want to be failures in our online lives as well.
Yeah, as well. Yeah. If I wanted to be a failure, I'd go on one of them ultra modded servers and just keep getting pounded.
Yeah. Oh, fuck that. Right. Okay. So let's crack on with this episode, shall we, sir?
Yes, please, sir. Suit you, sir.
Would you like to cue it up?
Cue it up. Okay.
Here's the intro. Welcome back to Friendly A Daisy Podcast. I'm about to make Dave laugh. This is episode 116. Things we hope BI do do.
Do do, he said do do.
Too predictable. Too predictable.
Oh, on one question, actually. Where are you on the screen? So, are you here?
Yeah.
Are you here? You're here. You're this side.
Make a love heart with me. More. Look at your own freaking camera and work it out.
No, because I'm on the other side to you on mine, so it's all fucked up.
Well, if I do it both sides, then I'm just like a crap.
I don't know if it makes a heart.
But it will. We did it! Oh dear, right. Okay, so I'm going to have to cut the majority of that out of the actual podcast episode, right? That'll make a wonderful short.
Yeah, coordination at its best, right? Yeah. Like Bambi on ice.
So this episode, a couple of episodes ago, I can't remember what it was, maybe 114, 113, something like that, we did an episode of Things We Hope BI Don't Do. And it only stands to reason that we should now do an episode where we introduce some things that we hope BI do. Now, I want to caveat this.
The monkey poo-poo.
I want to caveat this, Dave. This is not going to be an episode about, I hope they fix the bugs. I hope they update the graphics. I hope they use Unreal Engine 5. Fuck that. It's not that. This is about things that they could introduce, like mechanics-wise, maybe weapons, maybe...
make the portaloos work. Yeah, it's lovely.
You know, features and shit like that. Feature requests, right?
And I'm going to start it off by the one that everyone wants on vanilla that most servers that a community have. And it's just a standard stacky bandage.
Oh, stacky bandage. Yeah. Now, we spoke about this before and we decided it didn't actually make sense to have a stackable bandage.
No, it didn't, but... I'm telling you now, things we want to do, we do that.
There are servers where that is a thing, and it makes a massive difference, doesn't it? I really like it. It's one of my favourite quality of life changes.
I like it.
And now that we've got, like, we asked for, when they had continuous bandaging, we asked for continuous repairing of things, shit like that. And now with 127, we've got that, which is wonderful. Yep. So I think if we ask nicely enough, we will get stackable bandages.
Please.
Yes, sir. We look at the bandage.
Please, I'm only a virgin.
But Yeah, I think the argument against that is it doesn't actually make sense to have a stackable bandage.
IRL, it doesn't make sense, but essentially, get it done.
Yeah.
Like, don't fuck around.
I'm just trying to think of something else that absolutely doesn't make sense in DayZ that we can counter it with. Do you know what I mean? But like, well, that doesn't make sense, so I'll tell you what.
Boom, Mythbuster.
Fox meat, not having the metal poisoning, that doesn't make sense, so give us bandages. I think that would stand up in court, if I'm honest.
I mean, I had a little thought in my head, like, just went in my head, wonder what fox meat tastes like. No, I don't wonder what fox meat tastes like. No, I don't.
Why?
Like, I don't want to taste fox meat. There's so many other meats that I would like to taste. Like, this is a no.
What, you mean like IRL?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to eat fox meat?
There's so many other meats that taste so much better than fox. Well, I don't even know what fox meat tastes like. Yeah. I mean, I've never been to a South Korean noodle shop for dog meat fucking noodles.
I mean, the foxes round here, urban foxes, fuck eating them. No thanks. I'm talking about like the fox that's lived in Oxfordshire all its life.
Oh, next to Dante the Racious Badger, yeah.
You know him, right? He's lived an organic lifestyle and he only eats like rodents and stuff that eat organic food. He's very picky. He's never gone within 2 miles of a road, so he hasn't got any like poisons in his lungs.
And he's got this gingery red fur with this white tip on his tail. That's amazing.
He's beautiful. Not the crack fox.
No. Well, I had to explain that episode to someone the other day at work, and they'd never seen it. And I just come up with the thing. I was just like, oh, he's got syringes as fingers. And he does this thing going, dilly dee, dilly doo, dilly doy. And he puts them into people. I'm like, where the fuck did I get that from in my memory?
I tell you what, you've unlocked a memory I wish I had forgotten. I was maybe, I don't know, early 20s, right? And I was at my nan's house, and for some reason, I flicked over the telly, and Celebrity Juice came on, right? and they're all, I can't remember what they're talking about, they're talking about whatever. And then my nan goes, what's finger blasting?
Fuck. Your nan's a lovely person. I hope you did not mention Jella the real room.
Okay, time to turn off Celebrity Juice.
Then switches over to like, cha-ching! Oh shit!
Fucking drummer Euro. Was it Euro? Bo
Selector. Euro.
Or Eurovision.
Euro Trash.
Euro Trash.
Granny number one. No, granny number two. Granny number three, betting starts, betting ends. He didn't have start, he didn't have chance to bet.
Right, cool.
Move on. What would you want to add in? Let's get to some like serious stuff. Like, we've done Stacky Bandage. What other stuff would you want to put in?
I'm going to start off light, okay? Because I've got an almost two-parter and it's a heavy one. So I'm going to go light.
Okay.
I just want, and they could do this in the next update if they wanted. They could do it now before Experimental actually releases. I want a more obvious buff/debuff on the weapon attachments in the description.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, you're gone.
No, I haven't.
You're just frozen.
Can you hear me?
It's not my internet.
Chinese chickens.
Oh, you're back on now.
All right. So, you know, like that you get like a wooden handle, a wooden handguard, or a polymer buttstock, or the skeleton buttstock, or whatever.
Yeah.
They do have different, what do they do? They have different buffs or debuffs to the gun, right? So maybe one is less vertical recoil, but it gives you a bit of horizontal recoil. Another one is quicker, I don't know, whatever. They do, they're all documented on Wobo's website, very thankfully. But the problem that I've got is I can never remember which one does what, and I don't know what one I need to use because I can't remember what fucking one it is. So they could literally just put in the description of that item, I don't know, plus 25% vertical recoil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whatever that stat is, it might not even be 25%, but it's only 2% or whatever. But that would be such a lovely change. It'd make it fit. I think the difference there is it would make it feel a little bit more like a game. You know what I mean?
Really? Because like most sites will have it written on there.
Or like four times or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. And on the like bit where you turn it, it'll say like it'll be like times one, times two. But that adding it to the description is penniless. Do you know what I mean? You might as well well do it.
Yeah, no, I think it was such an easy thing that they could do, obviously, right? But I think a four times, that's going to be a natural thing anyways. You're going to know that that's a four times because whatever. You don't know, I guess, just by looking at it, that a wooden buttstock is going to make your recoil less, you know?
I mean, this is Delta Force, Andy, coming.
This is. I've been playing a lot of Delta Force. I've been messing around with the stats. I've been tuning my guns to within an inch of their life. I think I just want a little bit of that. Just a little bit. That's all I want. Just a little bit of description.
Yeah, but also, look, I had the shot at the weekend player, and I've gone back on my recording, and I was dead on it. I had a double barrel, and I've shot, and I don't think I missed, but I didn't hit him. It was like the weirdest thing. I was definitely on him. So I'm a bit like,
ugh. I did the same thing. Oh, no, I think we figured that out. When I shot at that deer, you know, it was like, yeah. How did you miss that? And I was like, I don't know. I was aiming. I was at his head. I was fucking ranged to 200. So I went straight over his head, probably in between his ears. That's right. We got his pig
antlers. No, we did get his pig antlers. Yeah. And then died. But but honestly, that would be an easy thing to add, like a little bit to the description, what it is, and you can even go one step further, and it'd be like, I know, it's some people know, but there's certain sites that you're like, oh, this can go onto that weapon, and you go, no, it can't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it could be like, oh, this goes on NATO, or this only goes on this weapon. You know what I mean?
That's shit you have to learn by yourself. You know what I mean?
The game's hard enough, and we already went through this with no fucking tutorial, and then you've got to remember that a hunting scope only goes on a Winchester or a CR-527 or a Sporter, not a Mosin or an SV-98 or, you know what I mean?
I think with all the changes that are coming in that are making the game harder, I think they need to balance that by making the game easier in other aspects. You know, I mean, by doing shit like that, and it means that kind of thing means nearly nothing to most people. But if you're especially a new player, I think that's going to make a really big difference.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And like, you can always go one step further. And only modded servers have this, where you have like a universal mount where you can put a type of other type
of... Yeah, like a Mosin rail, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
like
a Mosin rail, or so that means you can either put a hunting scope on a Mosin, do you know what I mean? Or, you know, I think that should be added. It is a mod on most servers that you can add, but in vanilla, it's not a thing. Do you know what I mean? The only thing, justification for that, you get an SVD, right? Your choices on that SVD is a PSO-1 or a PSO-11 or Iron Sight. They are fucking both rat sights.
Yeah, they are. They used to be a lot worse.
Yeah, 100%, but they are rat sights. But technically, like, they got a... If you can find, like, an adapter, so a Russian... to Western adapter, like NATO adapter, that would be fine. You could get like an ACOG on there. That gun would be amazing. It's like the SV-98 can fit ACOG. That'd be also quite cool if you could fit a hunting scope on that.
Why do we like the ACOG over the PSO-1?
The PSO-1 or PSO-11?
Both. Because I prefer the ACOG over both of them, but I think most people do. But why? What is it about it?
I think it's just the way it looks, the way that... most ACOGs don't need a battery. The PSO-1 needs a battery.
Yeah.
The PSO-11 doesn't, but it isn't as zoomed in and it's...
Is it 4.5 times? I can't remember. Honestly, I never use them. I'd rather go Iron Sights, like man. Yeah,
I don't add them to AKs and I fucking never find an SVD, so... honestly, does anyone actually use, and I'm going a bit off topic here, the VSS for what it's actually designed for? Or does everyone just take the fucking scope off the VSS and use its close quarters? Because technically the VSS is a subsonic sniper.
Yeah, yeah, no one uses it.
Everyone
like
uses it as an automatic close range. Yeah.
I think the bullet damage is not all that great, is it, on the 3.9, the 9x3.9?
No, but IRL it is.
Yeah, IRL is a beast of a gun.
Yeah, in IRL, it's a fucking beast of a gun.
Didn't you say also, like, they pretty much only come in 30-round mags as well, but yet we have 20-round mags shit.
Yeah, like, I mean, obviously, only small specialists carry, like, the smaller rounds, but mostly it only comes in only 30-rounders. Like, just, they're like, it's just our game that's silly. Like, I've never, ever seen a Stanag mag or a P mag in a 10 or a 20.
Oh, no, yeah.
Never seen it in IRL. But you never find, you don't find that in the Russian weapons, because they are like, why make small mag for AK?
Yeah, although those guns can't fucking hit a barn door, so they need as many bullets as they can get.
Yeah.
They come out of the factory with a drum mag.
Yeah. Oh, mate, drum mag's sick. What is Daisy's funny nickname?
Walking simulator.
Walking simulator.
Oh, got it.
Got it. Yeah, tick in the box. Sweet. I was going to go for running simulator, but I don't split hairs.
Oh, yeah, I probably should have gone with that.
It's fine. It's fine. Walking, running.
I'm sorry. Running. You can only walk and run.
It's fine. No, have it all. It's fine. We need some sort of transport that gets you from A to B faster than running, but isn't loud like a car, and it's easier to use, so you don't have to find loads of bits to it.
Okay,
we've seen it before on modded servers, the bicycle.
I guess it wouldn't be a podcast episode about things we want to see in DayZ without mentioning the bike, because that has been something that has been requested by the community for years and years. And look, it's janky, let's not lie. The mod is jammed. There's a couple of mods for it. It's not perfect, but they're just modders in their own time, you know, doing... Imagine we had, like, the polish of a studio that spent dedicated time to it, making sure it was all good.
Because had time, and it was their job to polish this up. Yeah.
They had mocap, you know what I mean, to get the animations nailed.
I mean, justification is, me and Andy played the server about 3 months ago. I died in Snowy. I'm spawned back at the coast. And he's like, oh, all right, I'll keep your stuff, or, you know what I mean? I got up to Starry within like seven, eight minutes, because I got on my loot route and I was pedaling there, blah, 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 bypassed any interactions with people. I got there fast as possible, and I got the bike, and it was just really good to just get there on the bike. But like, I don't see a counter argument for not having the bike.
I will play devil's advocate if you want.
Give it a go.
It makes the map smaller.
Does it though? Right. So bear in mind that it's fucking terrible off-road.
Yeah.
I died somewhere else that's off the beaten track. I have to cycle to a certain area and then fucking hightail it to my said dead body. Or... I just like the fact that you can get somewhere a bit faster. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, rather than it taking long. Because we go through towns and we clear towns. We pretty much 90% of buildings and outhouses we look at. But when you're on your bike, you know, you sort of like pedal and then you search the ones with the higher ratio of loot in it. You know what I mean? We pick the percentage. So the ones that we think are going to spawn the most, like gun houses, are a priority.
Oh, okay. You
know?
Yeah.
Rather than going to, you know, a grandma house and finding your fucking flat cap, you'd rather go to a gun house and maybe find a BK-18. You know what I mean? So it's just like, you sort of get used to where the better loot is. So bypassing like a shit fortress house, but medical is the next building, doing that one. Boom, get back on your bike, cycle to the next town.
Okay, yeah, no, I like the idea of it. I think, though, the bikes should not only spawn on the coast, because what I would hate for bikes to do is ruin the interactions on the coast, because that is probably 50% of DayZ at least.
Yes, yeah.
But I'd also like them to be pretty rare. Like when you're on a server that has bikes, they're fucking everywhere.
Oh, mate, they are everywhere, which is good for me, but not good for the devil's advocate.
I think they should be not as rare as cars, but maybe they spawn twice as much as cars.
Or for instance, you need to find the bike, right?
Mm.
But you also need to find the chain.
Okay, so what, like a two-part kind of thing?
Yeah, rather than a three-part car or a two-part Humvee. Or I think the truck's only one part as well, isn't it? That's just
a battery.
No, the truck's a battery. So yeah, this being another two-parter, but spawns slightly more than the truck. So you have to find the bike and the chain.
Oh, actually, no, the track, you've got like all the wheels and shit, haven't you?
Yeah. Technically, on the bike, you take off the two wheels. But...
Yeah. Okay, no, I agree. Things we'd like to see in DayZ, or things, what are we calling this? Things we'd like BI to do, or so.
To do-do.
Do-do, oh yeah. Things we hope BI do-do.
At Tanger Outlets, find all the best brands, all on sale, every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off, plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
Do you know what I'd really like? Your fucking smile. You're like Wallace and Gromit character.
You're like...
Things that I would like BI to implement into DayZ. Now, this is absolutely not going to happen with the engine that we have at the moment. However, as part of the roadmap for Armour Reforger, they want to introduce building demolition, and I think that would be incredible for DayZ.
Honestly, I've got some fucking great scenarios. In
go,
the head
yeah, go for it, because I'm already sold, so go.
Like you, like, I've got Michael Caine in my head, and he's going, you're only meant to blow the bloody doors off. Remember, imagine if you had a geezer, right? It was like he's holding a door. For instance, I've got that fortress, not the fortress, piano house, and the guy's holding the room.
Right.
You put a grenade by the door, leg it down there, boom, the door flies off. He's fucking holding an angle, the door hits him. He gets a little, and then now you can't shut the door. So now you got an open, you can clear rooms that way.
It would be amazing. Do you remember Battlefield 4, with the Frostline engine, and the building destruction in that was incredible. It was incredible. The only thing I think that would need thought with that would be the base building element. Because at the moment you can...
plow into someone's fence with a car, you know, raided.
No, I mean, like, you blow buildings up and shit like that. Do you know what I mean? And when you're shooting, like, when you're shooting a wall, but imagine you're shooting the fortress house, the rendering falls off and you've got the exposed brick behind it. That kind of stuff would be insane.
Or, you know, a guy's got like four airlocks on his fucking door because you're playing on that. And you think, actually, I could put a charge on this wall because the wall is only, maybe it's single, but it would count maybe as double because it's brick.
Yeah.
You only have
maybe
to
it's
do,
double strength or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's only double strength. And that would be good.
Yeah. I think that would need some thought and a lot of balance, but that's not my job.
No, you make a hole, you blow a charge, you make a hole. And to get in, you've got to go into the vaulty motion animation. So you got to vault into the building. So then you're vulnerable for picking that route.
Yeah.
Even though it's a lesser resource route. So it would use your less resources for you to do that. But what it's going to do is make you more vulnerable because you've got to vault in.
Okay.
How would the then person that owns that building, does he have to build a wall? Does he have to build?
I reckon there might be, you might have a way to like fortify the walls or strengthen the walls or something like that. But then also we have to think, right? What, think about this scenario.
Thinking.
You have a base. Someone has blown up the wall. And
who is
got,
someone?
Oisted has blown up the wall, right?
Good lad.
and he's nicked all your gear. It's all gone.
Oh, he is unsavory like that. Yeah, he normally would put it on the floor for it to despawn. That's what he'd normally do.
Yeah, that's a proper prick move. That's what he would do. Now, the server restarts. And the wall is back up again. Now you spawn into your base, all your shit's gone, and you have no idea why.
Yeah.
That's a bit shit.
As well as scenario, you're raiding, you get pinned into the house by person that owns the base, and you get trapped in the base, and then you've got no resources. Or imagine if they've not got many resources, you've raided the wrong base, and it's that server restarts, boom. The hole's paired up. You're like, holy fuck. You really got to think about what time you reload.
Yeah. What if it was just like more cosmetic then? So things like, I don't know, rooms can set on fire. rendering can come off the wall. Maybe doors can be blown off, that kind of stuff.
Doors can be blown off's got to be one. I think the hole in the wall situation is good. It just needs maybe a little bit more fleshing out on the fort.
What if it was holes in the wall, but you couldn't actually get through those holes?
But you can shoot through the holes.
You can shoot through the freaking holes.
Fucking enemy at the gate shit.
Yeah. The difference with that is, I mean, I know that the way that all the meshes work and shit with the engine that they've got at the moment, that just won't be possible.
No, maybe it's a Daisy 2.
Yeah, exactly. It's part of the roadmap for Reforger.
That is something we do need to take up again. Reforger. We never had a bad day on Reforger apart from when the servers were failing. We've never had a bad.
I want to try some modded servers. We've only played native. Can I dip into my next one?
Dip your toes in, bro.
It relates to the last one. Destructive interiors. Now, if I talk to you about the fortress house again, when you go into that fortress house, there's a table and chairs.
Yes.
Imagine you can just fuck them up and just blow them up or hit them. Minecraft
that
them.
Shit with a pickaxe. Oh,
that would be great, wouldn't it? Like, it would just be something. It would serve literally no purpose. But if you applied
and
that
you get, like,
across
five
the map,
sticks on the floor that you can use in the fucking stove.
Maybe that. Yeah. You know, those trash cans. Kick them over.
Bag bitches.
There's a lot. There are a lot of immovable objects in DayZ, and I want to see them movable.
Right. So, one thing we've mentioned on stream before, and it's still in this ilk.
Okay.
Now, what is that? The barbed wire sitch.
What about it?
Right, are we going to make it DayZ barbed wire, like now, where you bang into it like it's a fucking brick wall? Or do you hell let loose and you get fucking tangled into it and it takes you 4 hours to fucking get out of it?
Now, we said this on our last episode. It's, I hope BI don't do that.
No, so, I hope they don't, but...
So I'm going to have to stick... So there's, I'm in two minds. I'm going to stick to my guns and ultimately say, I hope they don't do that. But for the sake of realism and for the sake of difficulty level up, I think they probably should. It won't make me happy, but what do they care? They don't give a shit about me. Do you know what I mean? So make the game better by doing that.
No, there is someone out there that gives a shit about you. But it's not me. I was thinking, like, we are talking about stacking bandages, which is not a thing. And then going, actually, I'm happy with my fucking cardboard box versions of barbed wire. Like, I'd rather, you know, we need to have an essence of realism to it. Hence why we all play DayZ. So I don't. There'll be a lot of this stuff needs a slight flesh out by someone that gives a shit and
knows
how to
use. What they're talking about.
Yeah, talking about.
Not us.
No, not us. We're just planting the seed. I remember that time we planted a seed in a certain modder's brain, and then, like, the next time that updated their servers, there was that type of event, dynamic event.
They turned that around that quickly, but... Yeah,
they
It was definitely us.
I mean, I didn't use the thing where there was like gunshots in the area, like when it landed, like
that would be sick. Just like a few dead humans on the floor, we're like, whoa, that'd be mental.
Get off me.
Actually, that would be something cool to add. We hope BI adds some more dynamic events. I'm a little bit bored of heli crashes now. When we first started playing DayZ, there was only ever 3 heli crashes per restart, and they were already somewhere. We didn't have the sound cue that we have now, and that was it. So the odds were, if you found one, if you were lucky enough to find one, it was going to be looted. I think I only ever found and managed to loot a handful, but some different dynamic events would be amazing. I know we've got the train now, and we've got the police convoy, or whatever it's called.
Police convoy.
And the military convoy, and Livonia.
Yeah. And certain servers, you have a plane that lands, that has massive loot. That's fucking great. You've got campsites.
I love the campsites idea, man.
Yeah, that campsites. There's one where it's just tents, and there's one with caravans in the middle of nowhere with like a light lit fire. They are extremely good. But hear me out. There's a server that I watched someone on. I don't know if you watched it, but a helicopter flies.
Yes!
And if you plant a few bullets into it, like the screen, and it's very easily shot because it's going quite slow, it will land near you on a helicopter placement. So you are the first person to be on that. But obviously it's going to make that same sound as a helicopter crashes normally. Yeah. So then it's going to attract other players there. I think that's fucking great. Whoever done that mod is is fucking cool.
You just see it flying, you know it's going to land in that general direction, right?
Yeah, so you aim for it, and it's going to land in like a trifecta of like, because there's not.
I didn't realise like shooting at it made a difference. I thought it was already predetermined.
I thought it was as well until someone shot at it and they then done it with the next one and it landed like to their nearest heli crash site.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, actually, obviously it's not going to react if you shoot a buckshot from fucking the floor to the air. But these guys that were lit it up with a AKM, like stick about 5-6 rounds towards the front screen. And it landed like quite close to him. That was epically good.
No, yeah, I agree. That would be great. I think, yeah, just an evolution on that. An evolution.
But I've got one dynamic event that I would love to be added to DayZ. Right. Survivors. Some survivors will be not as clever as other survivors. So there are some survivors that will always have a house in a town. Imagine if you got to a house in a town and the door was locked, okay, had a padlock on it or something, and you had to like shoot the padlock off or something, and inside there was like it was a mini base raid, like it's like it was their base as such, it was their place of stay.
As a dynamic
and
event,
extra loot, yeah. There would be one house in a town at that time, like someone's gone out looting, and you find that guy, and you can like shoot the lock off and then get in, or use your pick lock to get in. If you got a pick lock, you can do it silently. If you shoot it off in there, I'm thinking, you know, the house that we normally make a fire in Palana, house that you fed me fucking human fat.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Why do you remember it that way? That's weird.
That's true. I did.
Yeah, I know you do. But like, imagine it's that house. You go up them stairs. You think the door's locked. There's like a padlock on it. Like, so you can clearly see it's an event, like sort of thing. It's a padlock on it. And then you undo the padlock and boom, you go in and there's like a few like mountain backpacks on the floor and like
hunting gear, bit of food,
couple of rounds, you know, like and a rifle or two. Do you know what I mean? You're like, oh, that's sick.
That is a wicked idea, dude. I really, really like that. That's sick.
I really wish they would do, because they obviously using like the certain mods on some people's servers that camping spawn. Like, there are people that won't go through the efforts that don't like camping that would be able to survive this apocalypse. They would always be in a town. Or, like, the evidence is, like, the dynamic, like, you see a couple of dead zombies, like, up the stairs, and you're like, you're alerted that there's a player, but you're like, no, and then you see the locked door, and you're like, actually, this is an event. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm taking that type of building.
That's amazing. I like that.
Or it'd be the same thing, like, piano room would be a good one. Do you know what I mean? Like, you get out there, boom, locked door, you're like, holy fuck, I found some things.
Do you know what I'd like to see? And I don't think it's going to be able to be retrospectively added because of how, like, the water works in DayZ.
Okay.
Potentially it would be, like, further up north, but I want to see sewers. Wouldn't it be great if you just had, like, there was, like, a semi-open manhole cover in Berezino or something like that, and then you could just go down the ladder into some sewers, travel that way, and then, again, there's signs of survivors have been down there for a while, there's a few bits of loot, but then it's fucking dangerous because there's nowhere for you to run.
Yeah, and if you, like, start running underneath, the zombies above you go... And then they spook, but they don't aggro because they know that they don't get to you. Do you know what I mean? They can't get to you. And then if you're like the guy above, you know there's someone in the sewer because the guy, like, you know, when they do that turn aggro, you know what I mean?
And multiple entrances. Let's say a place like Berezino, maybe there's like two entrances into the sewers. And I don't know, maybe they come out and they're not going to go like the whole span of the map. Let's say they maybe come out in Gorka. That's not too far away.
No. I reckon it should be... to only towns that are close to each other. So like Gorka to Berezino, particularly not close. But like, if you could get into a manhole cover, say in the lumber yard of Berezino, and it comes out maybe near the crane, near the well. Upper Berry.
Okay, yeah, I like that. Another good example, Novo Drushkiminsk, whatever.
Yeah.
One in the west side, one in the east side. Maybe one up by the church, the clock tower thing, the town hall.
Yeah, it's like a cheater's way to circumvent certain towns that you don't want to see or go in.
Or in a gunfight, get the loop around without being spotted. Or, you know what I mean?
Sick. And imagine you sprinting down there and the guy's like, where am I looking? He sees all these zombies aggroing like above and he's like, he's in the fucking tunnel, yeah. The prick.
I also think there should probably be quite a lot of Zeds down there.
No, not Zeds down there. Zeds wouldn't get down there.
Yeah,
I
they would.
Think.
They'd fall down. They'd fall down. They don't give a shit that their legs are broken. Maybe just loads of crawling Zeds.
Oh, that'd be awful, man. You've got to pretty much take a silenced pistol down there.
Yeah. But if there's signs of survivors being down there, like, I don't know, there's tarpaulin pinned up against the walls and things like that, the survivors down there could have turned into Zeds.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's a good option. Yeah. But yeah, I do like that idea. That's actually a fucking very good idea. You also bring another dynamic to a map that, say, Cherno, there might be, and obviously it's not going to lose as much popularity, but at some point it's going to come off fans' charts. Yeah, that'll be a new way of revamping it. Do you know what I mean?
I think as one of these big towns, maybe like Severograd or something like that, underneath the map should have, like in the sewers, should have like a water treatment facility or something like that. You know what I mean? A sewage plant, pumps, or I don't know, with some cool gear down there. And you can absolutely have military bunkers and all sorts. Yeah. And that would be, I like that. Cool, that's the last that one for me, one. By the way.
Okay. Well, I have one more that I want to see. So like, I'm talking about weapons now.
Okay.
We've got a very good medical system. We got a very good, like, clothing and all them sort of systems. We can go on about individual clothing things being put on and, you know, different hats. We could, you know, everyone has their own fashion sense. Look at Andy's, it's awful. Mine's particularly awful. It's fine. Yeah, cross the mushroom. But you can't see it on my back. but yeah,
are
like,
we both
I
wearing
would like...
friendly t-shirts right now?
We are. I'm not particularly friendly.
Are we best friends now?
Fuck you, Derek.
Stay away from my drum kit.
I know, because Cubs is on at 6. You're sweaty. No. So, a new type of weapon. I find it so annoying, and I do this as well. I find it very annoying about war films as well, as I'm a massive war film. There's a lot about the German side of the war, and there's always a lot about the American side of the war. There's not particularly huge amount about British side of the war, like with the weapons. All the weapons are either Russian or American. Like, there is no in between. You know what I mean? Like, the British rifles were more at the time of this so-called Day Zero. Do you know what I mean? Day Z. Lots of British rifles would be around. There were more popular the British
true.
Lee Enfield. Lee Enfield.
No, I get that. I get what you're saying. 50s. When do you think Day Z happened? The Day Zero happened?
It's in the 50s, isn't it? Or is it?
No, it's Cold War era, I think. Is it Cold War era or is it the 90s?
The Cold War era led from like the 60s
all
the way through.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I think it's later than that.
All the way through to like the 90s.
Right, when does Day Z take place?
I mean, they barely have television, so I'm thinking it's less than...
I don't know. If anybody knows, let us know. But I'm seeing answers about a China-Russian civil war in 2009. I'm seeing answers about... Well, I'm seeing a lot about 2009 on the Day Z fan Wikipedia.
How was that 2009? Them houses have fucking stoves. Like, log fucking... And no televisions. And the computers look like something that... I mean, yeah.
I'm also seeing 80s as well. So I'm not sure what the frigging answer is here.
I'm just saying I personally want rifles, British Army rifles, or British from World War II.
I know what you're saying, but it doesn't make sense.
I'll give you a example. I was in Afghan the first time in 2009 as an absolute crowbag, very scared. We were on a foot patrol. We'd always go to this certain area, and when we got there, we'd always get shot at once with and we always knew it was a large caliber sniper rifle. We thought it was a sniper rifle, and it'd always have one shot, and nothing would happen. It would land in like it hit this window perfectly, and we'd be like, "Fuck!" You know what I mean? They tried to fucking shoot us. So then we realised it was happening a couple of times, and then we had a spot where that shot had come from. So then we went on our patrol, found out where it was, and it was a Lee Enfield rifle set up on a pulley system to a guy that was miles, like honestly, fucking miles away, and it would do one shot.
What the hell?
And what we had done, had set up surveillance. So one guy would pull a pulley and pull the rifle and it'd shoot and it would hit where we were. And it would always be the same building we were in because it was the most logical. It was on the highest point. It was the most logical position we'd hold for like a fire support group.
Yeah.
And then one guy would obviously pull the trigger. Another guy would come and unload the breech. Another guy would load a rifle in, like walking past, so we wouldn't know what was going on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was a Lee Enfield rifle from World War II. They were mass produced. We started producing them for all the countries that were.
No, I get it. We've got Mosins, right? We've got Mosins.
They're
a World War rifle.
World War II rifle.
It just doesn't make sense to have British there. For the lore of the story, for what little lore Daisy has, it doesn't make sense to have Europe in
but
there.
But there's like, so for instance, on these servers that we play, there's a BK-18 that takes AKM ammo, single shot. And we have found a BK-18 variant that takes Mosin, single shot Mosin. Yeah. I think that's
That's a fucking Soviet like round.
Yeah, I know.
And also I found out the FAMAS was invented in the 60s, so it's definitely not like World War era.
FAMAS, no, FAMAS weren't World War.
No, that's what I'm saying. Daisy's not World War.
No, but there would also be loads of German weapons like MP40s.
Oh, what about the UMP? When was the UMP? I'm just trying to nail down what year this fucking. Someone will know out there. And if any of the devs are listening, fucking tweet us. Tell us what year it's meant to be set in by. I don't know, give us a 10-year span or something.
Maybe they don't want to tell us because they're like, oh, why is there a fucking Mosin being used at the same time as a fucking SVD? Do you know what I mean?
Right. The UMP was designed in the 90s and went into production in the year 2000.
Yeah, so it doesn't make sense of the UMP then because I think it's Cold War
that's
era
American.
Before.
So, no, it just means that DayZ is set after the year 2000. So 2009 might be right, dude.
How is it 2009? No one has fucking tellies, man. If it was 2009, I'd moved away from fucking dial-up in 2009. You seen them?
No, yeah, in 2000, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I get that. But when did the DayZ happen? Maybe it was 2001 and we wash up on shore 5 years later or something.
That's a long way of floating.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't know. I don't have the answers.
No, but I'm just saying, like, honestly, I just think they need to look at each individual round. And if they don't want to add another type of ammunition, what gun could they add? So let's talk about that then, me and you. Let's talk about that. Let's start at the smallest one. 2.2, you've got a Sporter. You've got a Mark II, which is very useful. No one ever uses a Sporter, but it's good to have. Do you know what I mean?
So it's like the two worst aspects. Case scenario, isn't it?
Yeah. That they're done. You can't make any more rifles that use that 2.2. The Sporter is probably the, you know.
Dude, what is more important to you? A new rifle or a new caliber?
A new rifle.
Right. So why don't you just pick a rifle that uses either 308, 7.62x54, 7.62x39.
No, but you need to look at the gun and see if there's too many guns that use that type of ammunition. So if you go to 308, you've got Winchester, Savannah, DMR, Longhorn. LAR, five things that use that weapon. You got 45 ammo, you've got Colt 45, you've got UMP, FNX 45. Do you know what I mean? You got three that use that caliber. AK ammo, you've got SKS, BK-18, AKM, obviously. You gotta really think, like, you don't want too many rifles using the same caliber gun, like same caliber round. Otherwise, you just can't. You just need to look at the aspect of it.
What about an SVT? No, that's
SVT. I think an SVT would be a good shout. But
I think that would be
on
par with a DMR, right?
That would be the Mosin DMR, wouldn't it? If the Winchester is the Mosin, that would be the Mosin DMR. But also, isn't that an SVD?
No, there's an SVD and then there's an SVT.
No, I know SVT, obviously from Hell Let Loose and from other modded servers, but the SVT would have been easier to find because the Russians' rifle of choice after the Mosin had sort of done its thing.
Mm.
But that's a lovely gun. But then let's just say how many guns use that ammunition? You've got Mosin, you've got SV-98, SVD.
That's it.
Three. So you think there could be an SVT added?
Yeah.
Stack.
I've just seen there are NATO weapons that use that caliber. use okay. that round. There's loads of different things. A Galil, an IMI Galil AR uses that.
I tell you what, that I know what that looks like. That looks like a fake version of a like an AK that had sex with a LLAR, doesn't it?
It's always sex for you.
It is always sex. I don't get it.
The fucking DMR for British Army. L129A1. Oh, no.
L129A1. Is that just a fucking...
I don't think it's British Army.
Just a crow cannon.
I don't know. Anyway.
Say that one again. Let me have a look. Say that one again.
Oh, there's M1 Garands as well that were converted into that round. L129A1.
Oh, that's the sharpshooter. Yeah, it's known as the sharpshooter. But that's a brand new rifle that only came into service about 6-7 years ago.
Yeah, so that was produced in 2009. So, it could be.
That's just like an M4-ish variant. It's just a big M4, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks longer. But anyway. Yeah. Should we move on to the rest of this? I feel like we got carried away with the guns.
No, we didn't. Not enough. It needs a lot of thought. But that SVT could be a gun that could be added.
I think so. I think that's probably a good shout.
You just got to look at the caliber of gun and see how many guns are feeding off that caliber. You can't have too many. At the moment, I think 308, they have pretty much stacked out 308. Mosin rounds, maybe one more gun could latch onto that.
Did you say Longhorn?
Longhorn is a 308. I did say that.
I didn't know if you'd added that to your list.
I did, yeah. So I said Longhorn, Winchester, Savannah, up your butt, fuck you.
Hey, man, you want to be friends?
So we're moving on now to the section that I've added. And it's not old anymore. It's not new anymore. It's old. What is hot and what is not? Now, Andy, one thing I've noticed lately is what is not hot...
Your mum?
..is... That's true. She's very old.
Can you imagine? You said, yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's well hot. How dare you not call her hot?
Who do you reckon's a better kisser, your mum or your dad?
It weren't my dad because he was never good looking enough for him.
Right.
What is hot and what is not? What is not hot at the moment is... what is not hot at the moment? I really should have prepared this one. Now, what is not hot at the moment is that I have not seen many things... Like, people are not using vehicles so much on servers. Like, as in, they're all trying to find boats now. So they're not cars. Finding the cars now, people... It's just not hot to find a car.
So they're saving spark plugs for boats.
Saving spark plugs for boats.
Good idea.
But what's also... happening is people are just too vulnerable in cars when they're driving town centres and down MSRs like Northern Highway. 9 times out of 10, you're gonna get fucking splatted or lit up by someone that pops out in front of you. Cars are not hot at the moment. Not hot. People are not using them.
That makes sense. It will be balanced though.
Yeah, it will be balanced. But what is hot at the moment is a resurgence of the Lux map. It seems to have had a little mini update and people are playing it a lot more at the moment. Whether it's still going to be a hot topic when this episode airs, maybe. But I have caught 3 big streamers playing Lux the last couple of weeks, and it seems to be on a hot spell.
I've never even seen Lux. I could not even tell you what biome it is, what any of it looks like at all.
Jungle Island.
Oh, okay.
Jungle Island. Muller played it the other day when I raided him.
Nice.
And then you watched him die.
Oh, so I have seen Lux.
You watched him die. Yeah, and you watched him die. Lux, some people make to that back in the day when it started on its hype, people used Lux maybe for some of the Raptor servers, that Lux was used in that. It was like a Jurassic Park server at the start.
No, it wasn't. That was Stewart Island and Iztek.
Oh, that was strong. Iztek, yeah. All right, yeah. But Lux is on that hype map sort of trail. It's jungle. It's really cool. It's a really nice map. I've played it probably once. Not my favourite, but I do like a little bit of variation in mappage.
Oh, yeah. Get off the damn roof, Cletus.
Right, this is video of the week.
Nailed it.
Brought to you by Friendly Adesi Podcast. You're number one in podcasts. We don't have no dilly-dally here. Let's see. I watched a video the other day. He hasn't won a video with us this year, and I always bump to it, and I will get out of giving the top streamers the win, but I do watch a lot of YouTube videos. This is The Running Man. When Daisy Karma comes full circle.
I watched this as well.
28 minutes of fucking greatness.
Thanks for the fish.
That guy. Yeah. As he kills him. Honestly, fucking you. Karma basically bites this guy in the ass. TRMZ is fucking reveling in it. And it is great. It is one of, honestly, it's such a fun. Actually, it reminds me of one of the, it was an older style from him.
Yeah.
I thought.
It's kind of like, it's nice to see Karma on their side for once, because usually it's the other way around where you get fucked up, right? But this way is the other, and yeah, you're right, it was just kind of they were fucking about and they were having interactions, and it wasn't really about the quest they were on either, was it? That was almost a subplot. It was more about the journey instead, and yeah, it was good.
I really enjoyed it, and it being on Sakao was like a, because it was on Experimental Sakao. Really enjoyed that video. And that is my video of the week.
Okay.
Please, Romit.
Friendly? Just a tip. I've broken.
Silence, please.
Silence in court!
Silence, please!
Order! Order!
Order!
Just a tip. It was inspired by a Minder stream I was watching the other day. So he was up in Tissy Radar, right? And on Karma Crew servers, there's a load of new things up there. There's a couple of like crates and containers and things like that. Okay, he ended up getting shot at whilst he was near one of these containers. Now we've all been there, where you kind of run around. In fact, I had it the other day on Deer Isle with you. I ran around the house and they were chasing me. Do you know what I mean? Like going around in a circle. Well, he was doing this in. Around the containers with the other guy. And instead of continuing that, he ran halfway around the container. And instead of turning around to face him, waiting for him to come, he lay down on the floor. So he ran halfway around, lay down on the floor, and then just listened. Is he coming left or is he coming right? When the guy finally rounded the corner, it was too late. He didn't realise that he was on the floor. But Minder was already facing the right way, lit him up, killed him, dead. Wonderful. But the guy was just not aware of that. He wasn't expecting him to just be on the floor at all. You know what I mean?
There was no anticipation for him to have been on the prone position down.
Yeah, he expected him to just be there or not be there, and he would just carry on running around in the circle until the server restarted or something. I don't know. But I thought that was really clever and a proper like 110 IQ move. 110? Is that even high? That's not high.
1,000 IQ moves.
200 IQ. It's not 1,000 IQ move. It's a 200 IQ move. But I think that's a tip. So
1,000.
I think getting down is
getting down and dirty.
Get down and dirty. Yeah? Get down and dirty? I think that will win. That will win you more gunfights than lose you gunfights.
It's also something that you can use as well, Andy. If someone's shooting at you and you're in an open field, you can, if the shot lands by you, you can also get down in the prone position and act like you've been killed. Well, if you're gonna die anyway, you got a few people shooting at you, you might as well get down and dirty and be on the floor, and then when they come over and confirm their kill to loot you,
so play possum.
Yeah.
That's so fucking dumb.
It worked for me once, man. I was in that field between Novaya Petrovka and the airfield, and someone started shooting at me. Granted, it's got a few hail bales, but what I did was just hit the deck quite fast.
Yeah.
And then they thought they killed me. Some guy come over and I was just like, I didn't get the drop on him. He fucking lit me up. But if I was better at the game back then, I probably would have won that. It was because I was shit. I lost that scenario. But actually, the tactic,
itself. Don't listen to him. Don't do it, all right? I don't believe
it.
Don't listen to him.
If you're in an open field, what have you got to lose? They're going to fucking hit you, man.
Can we finish this episode?
You cannot.
Oi! Thank you for listening to another episode of Friendly A Daisy Podcast. This has been episode 116.
116. Yeah, we like that one, yeah.
I need to tell you, I've finished Rings of Power now. The last two episodes, incredible.
Yes.
Everything up to that, boring.
Dick, okay.
So boring. I'm expecting... Nah. I'm going to obviously watch the third season. I'm expecting a lot.
Yeah, that third, obviously, the last two episodes were unbelievable.
I think it was very well made, and I think the story is incredible. But it was all story and nothing happening. Anyway.
I mean, they get a lot of slander from it, so, I mean...
Oh, are they?
That's just our opinion. Yeah, I like it, but some people just don't.
Yeah, I thought it was... Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to another episode. What do you think BI should do to DayZ? What does the future look like to you?
Yeah, also, if you do have any tips, suggestions, please put them in the Discord. You know, there are ones that we haven't thought about that you would thought about, and it'd be nice to hear your views.
Now, the odds are you didn't listen to this episode via Patreon. You can get ad-free listening on our Patreon that if you go to patreon.com/friendlydaisypodcast. You get a merch discount, some exclusive content like videos and exclusive t-shirts in there too. And the best of all, ad-free listening. So now it's time to thank our Patreons who bought this episode. Couldn't have done it without you. Thank you so much. We have Oysted, Skeezatron, Ryan, Richard, Grandpa, Ian, Malinar. That's the same as last week. Malinar the...
The Marvel.
Oh, he's gone up. It's a good one this week. We'll give him a good one.
He's been all right. He's been all right this week. This week he hasn't been as unsavoury as most of them.
All right, we'll reward him with a good nickname. Malinar the Marvel. Is Malinar the Marvelous? Too much?
The Marvel.
Just too much, yeah.
Just the Marvel. Yeah, too many letters in that one.
Patreon can be wonderfully integrated into your Spotify, so it all comes up the same. You haven't got to go on the browser or whatever. It's wonderful. Thank you guys very much. Pleasure to record this episode for you. Be good. Love you lots. And until next time.
Ciao for now.
What about duct taping grenades together?
Did I ever tell about the guy that duct taped grenade? So this guy ran into our school control base. He had duct taped grenades in front. And on his rear,
all you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.